How to reframe negative thoughts before speaking, transform your communication from the inside out. Have you ever found yourself in a meeting, conversation, or presentation only to realize that your own negative thoughts were sabotaging your ability to communicate effectively? That critical inner voice that whispers you're going to mess this up, they won't like what you have to say, or you're not qualified to speak on this can be one of the most significant barriers to clear, confident communication. The reality is that what happens in our minds before we open our mouths often determines the success of our communication more than the actual words we choose. Reframing negative thoughts before speaking is not just a psychological exercise, it's a critical communication skill that separates effective leaders, persuasive speakers, and successful professionals from those who struggle to make their voices heard. When we learn to transform our inner dialogue from self-critical to self-supportive, we unlock the ability to communicate with authenticity, confidence, and impact. In this comprehensive guide, we'll explore the science behind negative thought patterns, practical techniques for reframing them, and specific strategies for applying this skill in various communication scenarios. Whether you're preparing for a high-stakes presentation, navigating difficult conversations, or simply wanting to improve your everyday communication, mastering the art of thought reframing will transform how you connect with others. The psychology behind negative thoughts in communication. Negative thoughts before speaking are not random occurrences. They stem from deeply ingrained cognitive patterns that have developed over years of experiences, beliefs, and social conditioning. According to cognitive behavioral therapy principles, these automatic negative thoughts, ANTs, often fall into common distortion patterns that include catastrophizing, expecting the worst, mind reading, assuming what others are thinking, personalization, taking things too personally, and all or nothing thinking. Our brains are wired with a negativity bias that evolutionarily served to protect us from danger, but in modern communication scenarios, this bias often works against us. The amygdala, our brain's threat detection center, can trigger the same stress response for a challenging business meeting as it would for actual physical danger, flooding our system with cortisol and adrenaline that impair our ability to think clearly and communicate effectively. Research in neuroscience has shown that negative self-talk activates the same neural pathways as actual physical pain, explaining why criticism, whether from others or ourselves, feels so physically uncomfortable. This biological response creates a vicious cycle. Negative thoughts trigger stress responses, which then make us more likely to generate additional negative thoughts, creating a self-perpetuating loop of anxiety and poor communication performance. The impact of these negative thought patterns on communication is profound. They can cause us to speak too quickly, use hesitant language, avoid eye contact, miss social cues, and ultimately fail to convey our intended message. More importantly, they prevent us from being fully present in conversations, as our mental energy is consumed by internal criticism rather than focused on the interaction at hand. The five-step thought reframing process. Mastering thought reframing requires a systematic approach that combines self-awareness, cognitive restructuring, and practical application. The following five-step process provides a reliable framework for transforming negative thoughts before they derail your communication. Step 1, awareness and identification. The first and most crucial step is developing the ability to notice negative thoughts as they arise. This requires cultivating mindfulness, the practice of observing your thoughts without immediately reacting to them. Begin by paying attention to the physical sensations that accompany negative thoughts, tension in your shoulders, quickened heartbeat, or shallow breathing. These bodily signals often precede the conscious awareness of negative thinking. Practice identifying specific thought patterns by naming them. For example, I'm experiencing catastrophizing thoughts about this presentation, or I'm engaging in mind reading about what my colleagues might think. This labeling creates psychological distance, allowing you to see the thought as a mental event rather than absolute truth. Step 2, challenge and question. Once you've identified a negative thought, systematically challenge its validity. Ask yourself evidence-based questions. What concrete evidence supports this thought? What evidence contradicts it? Am I jumping to conclusions? What would I tell a friend who had this thought? This questioning process helps break the automatic acceptance of negative thoughts. For instance, if you think I'm going to fail this presentation, ask, have I prepared adequately? Have I succeeded in similar situations before? What specific aspects am I actually concerned about? This moves you from global, overwhelming negativity to specific, addressable concerns. Step 3, reframe and replace. After challenging the negative thought, create a balanced, realistic alternative. The goal isn't to replace negative with unrealistically positive thoughts, but to develop thoughts that are both encouraging and truthful. Instead of "I'm going to fail," you might reframe to "This is challenging," but I've prepared well and can handle whatever comes up. Effective reframing often involves perspective taking. Ask, how will I view this situation 6 months from now? What's the learning opportunity here? How can I grow from this experience? This broader perspective reduces the perceived stakes and creates mental flexibility. Step 4, emotional regulation. Thoughts and emotions are deeply interconnected. Use physical techniques to regulate the emotional component of negative thinking. Practice diaphragmatic breathing to activate the parasympathetic nervous system, which counteracts the stress response. The 4-7-8 breathing technique, inhale for 4 counts, hold for 7, exhale for 8, is particularly effective for calming nervous system activation. Progressive muscle relaxation, tensing and releasing different muscle groups can also help release the physical tension that accompanies negative thoughts. These techniques create a physiological state that's more conducive to clear thinking and effective communication. Step 5, action and implementation. Finally, translate your reframed thoughts into specific communication behaviors. If your reframed thought is, "I can contribute valuable insights to this discussion," then take the action of speaking up at the next appropriate moment. If your thought is, "This conversation is an opportunity to understand different perspectives," then practice active listening techniques. The action step completes the reframing process by creating behavioral evidence that supports your new thought patterns. Each time you act according to your reframed thoughts, you strengthen the neural pathways that support positive communication mindsets. Practical techniques for immediate application. While the 5-step process provides a comprehensive framework, several specific techniques can be applied in the moment when negative thoughts arise before speaking. The 3-question reality check. When you notice negative thoughts, ask yourself 3 questions: is this thought 100% true? Is there another way to look at this situation? What would be a more helpful thought right now? This quick mental exercise can disrupt negative thought patterns and create space for more balanced thinking. Anchoring phrases. Develop a set of go-to phrases that you can use to counter common negative thoughts. For example, "I am prepared and capable," "my perspective has value," "this is an opportunity to learn and grow," or "I can handle whatever comes up." Repeat these phrases mentally before speaking to reinforce positive neural pathways. Visualization techniques. Before important conversations or presentations, spend a few minutes visualizing yourself communicating effectively. Imagine speaking clearly, handling questions confidently, and connecting with your audience. This mental rehearsal primes your brain for success and reduces anxiety. Mindful pausing. When negative thoughts arise during conversation, develop the habit of taking a conscious pause. Instead of reacting immediately to the thought, take a breath, acknowledge the thought without judgment, and choose your response deliberately. This simple pause can prevent negative thoughts from dictating your communication behavior. Application in specific communication scenarios. The ability to reframe negative thoughts is particularly valuable in specific high-stakes communication scenarios. Public speaking and presentations. Public speaking triggers some of the most intense negative thoughts for many people. Common thoughts include, "Everyone will judge me," "I'll forget what to say," or "They'll think I'm incompetent." Reframe these thoughts by focusing on your preparation and the value you're providing. Remember that most audiences want you to succeed and are more focused on the content than on judging you personally. Before speaking, use visualization to imagine positive outcomes. During the presentation, if negative thoughts arise, use grounding techniques like feeling your feet on the floor or focusing on a friendly face in the audience to stay present. Difficult conversations and conflict resolution. Challenging conversations often trigger thoughts like, "This is going to turn into an argument," "They'll get defensive," or "I can't handle this conversation well." Reframe these thoughts by viewing difficult conversations as opportunities for understanding and problem-solving rather than as confrontations. Prepare for difficult conversations by anticipating potential negative thoughts and developing reframed alternatives in advance. During the conversation, if you notice defensive or negative thinking, take a pause to breathe and recommit to your goal of mutual understanding. Team meetings and collaborative settings. In group settings, negative thoughts might include, "My ideas aren't as good as others," "People will think I'm talking too much," or "I should just stay quiet." Reframe these thoughts by recognizing that diverse perspectives strengthen team outcomes and that your contributions have unique value. Practice speaking early in meetings to break the pattern of hesitation. If you notice yourself holding back due to negative thoughts, use the 3-second rule: commit to speaking within 3 seconds of having the thought to share. Networking and social events. Social situations can trigger thoughts like, "I'm not interesting enough," "People won't want to talk to me," or "I'll say something awkward." Reframe these thoughts by shifting focus from being impressive to being interested in others. Remember that most people feel some level of social anxiety and appreciate genuine connection. Prepare a few open-ended questions to use as conversation starters. If negative thoughts arise, redirect your attention to listening actively rather than monitoring your own performance. Building long-term habits for sustainable change. While immediate techniques are valuable, lasting transformation requires developing habits that support positive thought patterns over time. Daily mindfulness practice. Regular meditation or mindfulness practice strengthens your ability to observe thoughts without becoming entangled in them. Even 5 to 10 minutes daily can significantly improve your capacity to notice and reframe negative thoughts before they affect your communication. Thought journaling. Keep a journal where you record negative thoughts that arise before speaking, along with your reframing attempts and the outcomes. This practice helps you identify patterns, track progress, and develop more effective reframing strategies over time. Communication skill building. Invest in developing your communication skills through training, practice, and feedback. As your skills improve, you'll have more objective evidence to counter negative thoughts about your abilities. Support system development. Build relationships with people who provide constructive feedback and encouragement. Having trusted colleagues or mentors who can reflect your strengths back to you provides external validation that counters internal criticism. The transformative benefits of mastering thought reframing. Developing the ability to reframe negative thoughts before speaking offers profound benefits that extend far beyond individual conversations. Enhanced leadership presence. Leaders who can manage their internal dialogue project confidence, clarity, and emotional intelligence. This ability allows them to communicate vision effectively, navigate challenges with poise, and inspire confidence in their teams. Improved relationships. When negative thoughts no longer dictate your communication, you can engage in more authentic, present, and empathetic interactions. This leads to deeper connections, better conflict resolution, and stronger professional and personal relationships. Career advancement. Effective communication is consistently ranked among the most valued skills in the workplace. Professionals who can speak with confidence and clarity are more likely to be promoted, given leadership opportunities, and recognized for their contributions. Reduced stress and anxiety. Mastering thought reframing reduces the chronic stress that comes from anticipation anxiety and post-conversation rumination. This leads to better mental health, improved decision-making, and higher overall job satisfaction. Increased innovation and creativity. When you're not constrained by fear of judgment or failure, you're more likely to share innovative ideas, ask provocative questions, and contribute creatively to discussions. This benefits both individual growth and organizational innovation. Conclusion. Reframing negative thoughts before speaking is not about eliminating all self-doubt or achieving perfect confidence. It's about developing the awareness and skills to prevent unhelpful thoughts from undermining your communication effectiveness. It's a practice of returning again and again to the present moment, choosing thoughts that serve rather than hinder your communication goals, and building the neural pathways that support confident, authentic expression. The journey of mastering your inner dialogue is one of the most rewarding investments you can make in your communication skills and leadership development. Each conversation becomes an opportunity to practice, each challenging moment a chance to grow, and each success a reinforcement of your ability to communicate with impact. Remember that thought reframing is a skill that develops with consistent practice. Be patient with yourself when old patterns reemerge, and celebrate the progress you make. Over time, you'll find that the space between thought and speech expands, giving you greater choice in how you show up in every communication situation. As you continue to practice reframing negative thoughts, you'll discover that the most powerful communication doesn't come from having no doubts or fears, but from speaking authentically even when they're present. This is the essence of courageous communication, the ability to share your voice, your ideas, and your perspective, not because you are free from negative thoughts, but because you've learned to reframe them into allies rather than obstacles.